Lee Se-yul is a 13-year veteran of North Korea's army who defected to South Korea in 2008. Lee uses cell phones smuggled from China to keep in contact with family and friends back in North Korea. He says most of the people he speaks with did not even know Kim Jong-un's name before this week, but they already knew about him from a song. Lee says there is a propaganda song about Kim Jong-un called Footsteps, which has been widely spread around to the public, but his name was not mentioned. He was just called the young general. On Tuesday, North Korean state media announced that Kim Jong-un, who is thought to be about 27 years old, had been made a four-star general. Several hours later, a meeting of the North's ruling Workers' Party appointed the son of the nation's leader, Kim Jong-il, to prominent party posts. North Korea experts say the younger Kim's promotions are intended to establish him as a successor to his 68-year-old father. Lee says it is no surprise to him and other members of the North Korea Liberation Front, a Seoul organization of ex-soldiers, that Kim Jong-un is now a general. Lee doubts that Kim, nor his aunt, Kim Kyung-hee, who was also made a general, have any military experience. But the North Korea Liberation Front's director, Kim Myung-ha, says that based on Pyongyang's military first policy, any future leader must have military credentials, real or not. Kim says if anyone wants a job in North Korea, they must have two things, an education and military experience. The whole nation is based on the military. Kim says there is almost no way for North Korean soldiers to learn that their new general is a fraud. But Kim does not think that most North Koreans are concerned with who their next ruler will be. Park Geun-ha agrees. He was once a member of the Worker Party and now belongs to a defector organization involving former government officials. He says North Koreans lost hope when Kim Jong-il took over and the economy went bad. Now they do not really care about who the successor is. They are much more concerned with how they will survive. Park says if the government cannot improve conditions in the impoverished country, it is unlikely North Koreans will give their support to Kim Jong-un when he does eventually take over. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.